How you doing? My name is David Straps. I'm a softball hitting instructor. Today we'll be going over the introduction to slapping, feet work, arm position, ball placement, bunting, hard slap, and soft slap. Okay, today's first segment we're going to go over is feet work. Very important that you have the proper start in the batter's box. What we try to start is we try to use this back corner of the plate straight in line with our big toe. That allows us when we take our first step that we're still even with the plate. And Danielle will demonstrate with her first step, she's even with the plate. Go. Step there. That's our hitting position. We want our feet in this position, but we're still even with the plate. So that when we make contact with the ball is in front of the plate. We're not too far in front of the plate. We're still even with the plate. Okay, Danielle, go back. On the second part of our steps are in three parts. The first step is here. This is our feet position. We start with one step backwards. Front foot crosses over. Next foot goes straight. Then we angle to first base. And Danielle will demonstrate the feet work for us. We angle going to first base. That is the proper feet work. Once again, Danielle. Okay, we're going to work on some footwork, Jill. We always set four balls right here. All we want to teach them is make sure they keep their shoulder in. They're running straight to the pitcher, feet crossing. They don't veer off to first base before they make contact with the ball. If they never make contact with the ball, they should never veer to first base. Danielle will demonstrate. She'll come all the way out to me. Shoulders always to the pitcher. She never veers to first base until she makes contact. Now take a swing and go to first base. After contact is when she veers to first base. The common mistake a slapper makes is when she takes her front step, she opens up her shoulder. She starts moving to first base. It doesn't allow her to get bat coverage to hit the outside pitch. And one thing about softball, 90% of the pitches come to the outside part of the plate. And everybody throws slappers, screwballs away. So if you want to be in this position, good to set. And her shoulders, when she runs, her shoulders stay to the pitcher. It allows her to have complete plate coverage. Now we're going to our arm and hand position. Very important that we keep our hands up by our ears. This is where we want our hands. Our hands are always at the top of the strike zone. We don't want our hands dropping below our shoulders at any time in the slapping position. Hand must stay up above our ears at the top of the strike zone. The position with our hands is when we swing the bat, we want our hands to come in a V position. Our first step is back and we cross over, and this is the position we want to hit the ball. So when we cross over, our hands start coming down in a V position, make contact with the ball, then our hand releases to the shortstop. It's very important that your hands release to the shortstop, so it allows us to hit the ball on the left side of the infield. That's the object of slapping, is to hit the ball to the shortstop. Try to make the shortstop move left or right. And if the shortstop moves left or right, and you can run the first anywhere between a 2-6 and a 3-0, you'll be safe 90% of the time. Danielle will demonstrate her hand position in the contact point. Here, keeping our hands going to the shortstop. Once again. Now, as you can see, the hands go in a V position, so they come down and make contact with the ball. Then our hands go away to the shortstop. Very, very important that our hands stay nice and tight to our body. The lead hand, which is always the bottom hand, stays inside the ball at all times. Then it releases your hands to the shortstop. One thing that is very important is this bottom hand is what's considered our lead hand. This determines direction where the ball goes. So wherever this hand goes, that's where the ball is going to go. If it goes to the shortstop, that's where the ball is going to go. If you pull your hand across your body this way, the ball is going to go to the second baseman. This top hand is bounce. That's what we determine how we bounce the ball. Whatever this hand does, it determines bounce, or if we want to flatten out the ball and do a power slap, the hand flattens out in this position to power slap the ball. Now we'll demonstrate the bat position on a power slap. We keep the bat flat. Still try to drive the ball to the 5-6 hole or over the shortstop's head. By doing that, it's controlling the ball with our lead hand. Wherever our lead hand goes, that's exactly where the ball is going to go. Again. Good. Very important, if you can notice, when she runs front, her front shoulder is always pointed to the pitcher at all times. Anytime your shoulder opens up in this fashion before you make contact with the ball, you'll hit the ball to the pitcher 90% of the time. That is the biggest mistake a slapper makes, is by opening up. When you open up, your bat flattens out, you get no bounce on the ball, and you hit the ball back to the pitcher. So it's very important, when you run, these shoulders stay nice and level, going to the pitcher at all times. Demonstrate. Very nice. Once again. Good. Doesn't matter where the ball placement is, if it's inside or outside part of the plate. Your hands must always remain inside the ball at all times. So now we're going to use the hard slap, or sometimes referred to as the power slap. And when we use this slap, the third baseman's up. The shortstop's kind of midway back. She's either playing a little closer to third base or a little closer to second base. We want to try to control the ball and hit the ball in the 5-6 hole or hit it up the middle over second base. And Danielle will demonstrate the power slap. Okay, now we're going to go over our hand position and our feet work on our bunt. We always try to bunt out of the slap position. And Danielle will demonstrate her feet work on her bunt and her hand position. You can see her bat. Her bat's always parallel with the front of the plate. And her hands are in front of her body. Very, very important to control the bat. The knob of the bat is going to the dugout. And when we bunt the ball, we only use this part of the bat. This deadens the ball every single time. If you bunt the ball on the end of the bat, it would automatically deaden by itself. Once again, start again. Hand goes in front. It's flat. Nice and firm. We don't do anything. We just catch the ball with the bat. Allow the inner half of the bat to bunt the ball. That will deaden the ball every time. If we wanted to bunt the ball third base, we take the knob of the bat and we point it towards first base. That allows us to bunt the ball to third base. If we wanted to bunt the ball to first base, we take the knob of the bat and we pull it to our stomach. That allows us to bunt the ball to first base. Nothing changes, just the position of the bat is pivoted with your right hand to where you want to bunt the ball. Third base, first base. Just pull the knob of the bat to your stomach. Demonstrate again. Good. As you can see, the bat's always in a parallel position to the front of the plate. Very, very important. Very important that you bunt the ball in front of the plate. It's the only way to bunt the ball fair. Misconception is a lot of people bunt the ball back here with your hands this way. The ball will be fouled 90% of the time. We want the bat to be out in front of our body and always parallel with the front of the plate. We'll bunt it fair. This knob of the bat can never be higher than the barrel of the bat. If the knob is up, 99% of the time you're going to have a pop-up. So remember, knob up, pop-up. We want the knob flat to down. We put the bat at the top of the strike zone, and we only go down. We never go up to bunt the ball. It's at the top of the strike zone, moving down. With a slight bend in our knees, we never bend from the waist. Take our hands down, down. It's the only position we bunt. Okay? Okay, now we're going to show you the drag bunt. We're going to bunt out of the position. We're bunting for a base hit. Just going to show how we go through the feet work, leave the hands behind, deaden the ball. So we're going to go through the drag bunt. You can run all the way through. Don't stop. Go. Very important that your shoulder stays to the pitcher. Very, very important. Once again, this is the drag bunt. There. It's the difference between the drag bunt. We're bunting for a hit, so we want to disguise it as long as possible. We wait till the last minute before we position our hands on the bat. Ready? Drag bunt. Very nice. Regular bunt out of the slap position. You can notice that she always tries to bunt the ball on the end of the bat. That's what deadens the ball. Bunt a couple down first base. See how she takes the knob of the bat to her stomach? That allows her to get a better angle to bunt the ball to first base. The next segment we do, we always bunt, fake slap out of the slap position. Danielle does, she'll show bunt. That brings in the third baseman. And when the ball's released, we pull the bat back, and we try to slap it to the shortstop. Danielle will demonstrate the fake bunt slap. Very nice. Again. She can notice when she brings the bat back, her shoulder is always still pointing to the pitcher. It's very important that this shoulder remains pointed to the pitcher at all times. At no point of slapping do we ever open up our shoulders. Keep the shoulders pointed to the pitcher, hands going to the right side, to the shortstop, and you'll be very successful. Now we're going to go over some fake bunt slaps. And the purpose of this is we want the third baseman to start charging, and when she sees she pulls her hands back, she needs to stop. And we're the same thing, we're going to get the ball to the 5-6 hole. Very nice. Now we're going to go over the different slaps, the difference between the hard slap, the soft slap, and at what time in the game you use the hard slap, when you use the soft slap. It all determines what the defense allows you to do. You can't go up to the plate predetermined of what you want to do. You have to let the defense get set, then that determines what you do and what position. Say, for instance, if I'm going to go up to bat and the third baseman's up and the shortstop is back, that's the time we're going to use the soft slap. We're going to try to roll it to the shortstop. And Danielle will demonstrate the soft slap. So you want to run, barely hit the ball. We don't want the ball to bounce. We want the ball to roll kind of medium speed to the shortstop. We don't want it to bounce. We We want it to stay flat on the ground. And that's when the shortstop's back, the third baseman's up. Okay, when we use the hard slap, it's usually the shortstop's up and the third baseman's up. We want to bounce the ball. We want to use the front of the plate. No, the front of the plate is always the hardest dirt on the field. So if you're going to bounce the ball, you must have correct bat angle and bounce the ball. So we want the shortstop to be up, and we want the third baseman to be up, and that's when we're going to use the hard slap. Okay, now we're going to go with a soft slap, and that's when we have the third baseman playing up and the shortstop playing back, that's when we'll utilize the soft slap. As you can see, when we do the soft slap, the ball does not bounce. It stays low to the ground, and you hit it to the 5-6 hole. Use the bounce slap. It's when the third baseman's up and the shortstop's up. Very important. We use a V position. Hands stay inside the ball. Shoulder stays to the pitcher. Hands must go in a V position. They go down to the ball, then out to the shortstop. That allows us to bounce the ball high. We bounce the ball in the front of the plate. That's the hardest dirt on the infield. She'll demonstrate the bounce slap. Again. Okay. Ball to shortstop. Very nice. Again. Good. Notice position of her hands and the way she keeps her front shoulder pointing towards the pitcher. Okay, the drill we're about to show you now is called a lead hand drill. This is the most important drill you can ever do in softball, strengthening up your lead hand. This hand has everything to do with where you hit the ball and how hard you hit it. This generates bat speed. It takes, in a slapping position, we always want to have a strong lead hand. The lead hand controls the direction of the ball and how hard we hit the ball. So we always do 15 minutes, start of our lesson, is all lead hand drills. We want to lead hand with a bounce. Want a lead hand power slap, lead hand soft slap, everything controlled direction is with the lead hand. She's going to demonstrate. I'm going to throw some balls. She'll demonstrate the lead hand drill on a bounce slap. Bat we have here, it's about 23 inches. This bat is called a lead hand bat. You can buy it at any sporting goods store. Just tell them you want a lead hand bat. This is not a T-ball bat, it's called a lead hand bat. This bat will allow you to hit balls off the pitching machine along with soft toss. Okay, the bounce slap with the lead hand bat. You can notice the shoulder's always in the same position. The shoulder's always closed. Shoulder's always pointing to the pitcher. Yeah, we're going to do a power slap drill with the lead hand bat. See how the bat stays nice and flat all the way through the zone. Shoulder closed. keeps her hand going forward to me at all times. Okay, this drill we're about to do is just a drill. We throw the ball from behind the batter. Just teaches her to keep her hands going forward and keep her hands going out to the pitcher. We also do a soft toss from the side. This teaches eye-hand coordination and bat control. When trying to determine what type of player would be suited to become a slapper, one rule we try to use, kid must run either a 2-6 to a 3-flat to first base. Anything slower than that, slapping will not be successful. Choosing a player, we have to have a player that has courage, not afraid to run towards the ball with the ball coming at him. It's a very dangerous position because you have no protection. You can't get out of the way, so you have to be tough-skinned and you have to not be afraid of the ball. Just remember, when choosing a slapper, you must run between a 2-6 to a 3-0 to first base. Just because she's a good right-handed hitter does not translate that she'll be a good slapper. You must have good eye-hand coordination and be able to place the ball and slow the game down.